Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 13, Text Number 21, Raja Vacha, Ahon Janma, Kilajanma Sovanam, Kim Janma Vishwai, Parayra Pyamushkin, Naya Dirishi Kesha, Eshakrutatmanam, Mahatma Anava, Prachara Samagam. Translation, King Raghavan said, this birth, as a human being, is the best of all. Even birth among the demigods in the heavenly planets is not as glorious as birth as human being on this earth. What is the use of the exalted position of a demigod? In the heavenly planets, due to profuse material comfort, there is no possibility of associating with devotees. King Raghavan said, this birth as a human being is the best of all. Even birth among the demigods in the heavenly planets is not as glorious as birth as a human being on this earth. What is the use of the exalted position of a demigod? In the heavenly planets, due to profuse material comforts, there is no possibility of associating with devotees. Purport. Human birth is a great opportunity for self-realization. One may take birth in a high planetary system among the demigods. But due to the profusion of material comforts, one cannot gain release from material bondage. Even on this earth, those who are very opulent do not generally care to take to Krishna consciousness. An intelligent person actually interested in getting free from the material clutches must associate with pure devotees. By such association, one can gradually become detached from the material attraction of money and woman. Money and woman are the basic principles of material attachment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advises those who are actually serious about returning back to Godhead to give up money and woman in order to be fit to enter the kingdom of God. Money and woman can be fully utilized in the service of the Lord, and one can utilize them in this way, can be freed from material bondage. Satam prasangan mamavirya samvido bhavanti urtkarna rasayana katha. Only in the association of devotees can one relish the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just through a little association with a pure devotee, one can become successful in his journey back to Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Talakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayan Rupa Kadabaya Padati Swapadatakam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktarunda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This King Raghavan is not really a foolish person. Otherwise, how he could have met the most exalted Uttam Bhagavat, Jadabharat. So, he has great fortune. When we have less fortune in life, we will get it as wealth, education, reputation, these things come when you are a little pious. But when we are very, very fortunate, we come across a Krishna devotee, a sincere devotee, a pure devotee in our life, then immediately we become attracted to also devotional service. So to be able to meet in life a Krishna devotee and getting to know about Krishna from him, which is always attractive, and then the determination to follow in their footsteps. So this King Ravan, he met Jadavarat in the forest, and then he recognized him. This is an enlightened man. This is a spiritual person. He's a pure devotee of the Lord. Then immediately, without any hesitation, he submitted himself. He surrendered his life to Jada Bharat. So if somebody wants to surrender to a devotee of the Lord, to a Vaishnava, that means generally we all want to be independent. We all want to be free. Because always it is a, we don't like, still we submit, so nobody likes to submit to another person, surrender to another person in life. But when we meet Vaishnavas in life, by their affection, by their fairness, by their knowledge, and by their steadfast attachment to the Lord. So to become attracted to devotee, then you must also be a very intelligent person. Because we are reading here, generally everyone is attracted by money and woman. But if someone is attracted to a Vaishnava for his devotion to the Lord, for his steadfast life in service to God, and he has no, unlike others, no worldly hankerings, lamentation, cravings, and moody behavior. Moody behavior means we are in the modes of material nature. So if you have transcended the modes of material nature, you are a steady character. It's not that a person who has transcended the modes of material nature. It doesn't have emotions. It's not like that. People have material emotions depending on their pushes and pulls of the body, the material emotions. But devotees, their heart fixed on the lotus feet of the Lord. So their emotions are in relationship to God. If God's work is carried out effectively, like Prabhupada, when he was listening to the scores, book distribution scores, he was forgetting his disease and old age. He was becoming like a young man. It was working like an elixir, tonic. So devotees, when demoniac people are killed, devotees also celebrate. Generally, when somebody is killed, the devotee is non-violent. Devotee is well-wisher. So how can a devotee like to see someone being killed? Because by eliminating one person, if so much good can happen to the world, so even a devotee becomes happy. His own father was killed. Prahlad Maharaj, because he was not on that consciousness, body consciousness, my father. He was in Krishna consciousness. So when Hiranyakasipu was killed, he said, "Well done, well done," very appropriately. At the same time, when he was asked to take a boon, benediction, he said, "You deliver my father." That was out of compassion. He was not attached. So the point is, to meet the devotees of the Lord and to follow them is a very rare thing in life. If you try to understand, why did we get human birth? What has enabled us to take birth as a human being? If you have taken human birth because of your past credits, then why you are in three modes of material nature? If you have taken birth because of your punya, meritorious activities, then why we are sense gratifiers? Everyone born is a sense gratifier. That means, if you think because we have the qualification to take birth as a human being, but our behavior doesn't show that we earned the merit to take birth as a human being, there may be few rare people, just like now, in our next birth we may come back as human being. Because now this lifetime, we have devoted this for serving the devotees and the Lord. Then we will get another human birth again. Because we are doing the activities of a human being. So when we are human beings, but we don't have the activities of human being, there is spiritual knowledge, spiritual practices, and devotional service, and compassion for all living entities, Edward is not concerned about a particular nation, a particular family, a particular community. Devotees don't discriminate this way. Devotees are very magnanimous. So they are available to anyone. Anyone who wants to know about God, devotees are there to serve them and help them. So we did not get human birth by our own meritful activities. If your merits as a human being in the past, then you will take birth in a very rich family, very scholarly family, or in the family of yogis or devotees. But generally most of us, it was one Prabhupada has taken birth in a devotee family, and from childhood he practiced pure devotion. All his life Prabhupada's thinking and his activities are so clear. Prabhupada, who doesn't exaggerate himself, Prabhupada who taught all of us how to not boast about ourselves when we are egoistic. Unconsciously, we try to think we are something and something. But Prabhupada is a pure devotee. Just like when Krishna says, I am everything, I did everything. It is not Krishna is boasting about himself. Similarly, when Prabhupada said, I have not done any sin of any kind in my life. So, other than Prabhupada, if anyone dare say, nobody will believe that. But Prabhupada's life was so exemplary. How he was always anxious and eager to give Krishna consciousness to the members of the society. So, the Prabhupada said that I have not done. The Prabhupada is one inside out. For us, we have three levels: our body, our mind, and our intelligence. So naturally, when we meet people on an intelligence level, we try to impress others. But our mind and body may be polluted with material desires. But when we, just like giving a class or preaching, so using your intellect, you may give knowledge to others, but basically we are conditioned, so our body, our mind have many anardhas. So it is not surprising that Prabhupada, he just attracted, wherever he went, anyone and everyone. Even his opponents, even Prabhupada was arguing with people, the West, the bishops, the missionaries, the scientists, the lawyers. Nobody felt offended Prabhupada's vehement arguments. They are all quoted with compassion and affection. Prabhupada had compassion and affection. So just like a mother anxious for the well-being of the child, sometimes chastises, sometimes beats the child. So Prabhupada's anger, Prabhupada's aggressive dealings are simply out of compassion. See, Prabhupada has written so many books because Prabhupada's heart is so much palpitating for the suffering humanity. So he tried to present Krishna consciousness from all perspectives, from all angles, so that anyone who can read Prabhupada's books, they can be convinced. That's why politicians are convinced, scientists are convinced, and people read Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada attracted people from all communities, the brahmacharis, the grihasthas. Prabhupada attracted business people, administrative class, people who are Brahminical. Prabhupada made them into devotees. They are not like Brahminical, but Prabhupada made them spiritual people, devotees. So the point is, it goes to confirm that we have got this human birth as a gift from God, not that we have qualification to take birth as human beings. It says, in the Bhagavatam it says, Prahlad Maharaj says, Kaumare Acharayat Prajna Dharman Bhagavatamya Durlabham Manushyam Janma Adruvam Api Ardhadam. So this life is temporary, full of suffering, but it says Ardhadam. Ardhadam means very, very fortunate. To get a human body, very, very fortunate. Although it is for a short while, we live as human beings and we suffer during the short lifespan. But one can accomplish one thing, that is, he can attempt self-realization. That is the only prerogative, the golden opportunity as a human being. Otherwise, if you try for anything else other than attempting spiritual life, simply you are committing suicide, or you are simply wasting your precious human form of life. So we got human birth as a gift of God, and you are more fortunate as a human being. You come across Bhagavad Gita in your life, and you come across the devotees of the Lord. You know, first books come into our life. The books will remind us, and then we look for the Sangha, association of devotees. So that's why devotees distribute Prabhupada books, and then they get that way the right knowledge, and then they want to associate with devotees and spend their life. So here it is also compared, human life on earth with life of demigods in the heavenly planetary systems. He says, taking birth of a human being on earthly planet is much more exalted than taking birth as a demigod in the heavenly planets. Why? Because when a person is fabulously rich, when a person is very aristocratic, generally a lot of busy life, a lot of comforts, and he has many things to do, and because he is a pious person, so life looks all right. Health is good, there is no scarcity of anything. So one has no impetus to think about the old age and death and things like that. It's very amazing. People are not, devotees always think, they are not bothered. These non-devotees are not bothered. They go to paramars, they go to make courtesy visit to sick people, accident involved people, but it never comes to their mind that our life is also as labile, our life is also as fragile as anyone's life. But it is the amazing effect of Maya that we see all around us people suffering. But that is the nature of the Maya. Maya, whichever body you get, you are satisfied with that. And whichever body you may have, and you are interested in gratifying your body, gratifying your senses, it is called avaranatmaka shakti and prachekatmaka shakti. When you are put in a body and you think, I am this body. And then whatever you get in this body, you think you are enjoying your life. That's the English saying, a pauper is proud of his penny. A blind man, he doesn't think, you know, I am deprived, I am unfortunate. No. Because he has no time to think like that. His senses are so demanding and is occasionally getting the fulfillment of his demands. So he is happy. As a blind man also, he is getting his little sense gratification. Whatever other things. So Maya's grip over us is so complete that everybody is just happy in whatever position he is. Nobody cares to think about the future problems to come and what is the ultimate fate of the body. That is, our body becomes completely useless at one time, at one stage of life. So when Atal Bihari Vajpayee, who was recently awarded Bharat Ratna, and along with him, posthumous, dead and gone, Madan Mohan Malaviya. Madan Mohan Malaviya, he was there, he was dead and gone by 70 years, 7 decades. And they awarded Bharat Ratna now. What will he do with that? Just like that. That's called politics. So, and then they have given Bharat Ratna to Atal Bihari Vajpayee. And I was wondering, because first the question is, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, is he alive or dead? He's alive. So naturally, well, you know, when some people got some big awards, they all have some, just like this, Kailash Satyarthi, who got Nobel Prize, and then immediately he responded, he spoke his opinions, and then he also dedicated it to the nation, he just gave it. He was not attached to that, he was attached to these people who are child laborers, balakarmics. So he's not interested in these citations and mementos and recognition. He just gave it away because it's like an Indian got Nobel Prize. So let the credit go to India. Personally, I don't want. So he returned that Nobel Prize to President of India to be kept in his collection. He did not care. Yeah, because he's intelligent. We will die and go anyway. That Bharat Ratna, that medal. So before death, he just gave it away. So like that means, he was in the newspaper saying many things. Whatever influence I get by this Nobel Prize, I become well known all over the world, and I want to use that influence to accomplish my further targets. How to make the world free of labor from childhood. Children, you know, who are like fresh flowers, they should, every child should get good opportunities of education and doing many things just for his food. He cannot shut down all his opportunities for progress in life. So I was looking in the paper, Atal Bihari ji, what he has to say about getting Bharat Ratna. Not one word. So that is he dead. So I was searching all over the paper. Is there any line? I don't know. So then it's, yeah, he just he became what? 70 years. That means he's alive. But why he did not make any comments? Because he's like a mental patient. He cannot recognize anybody. He cannot understand what he got. Sitting in the home like that. Maybe his relatives, his brothers, sisters, they are all very happy that he got. But he doesn't understand what he got. Maybe he is not in good consciousness. The BJP is in power, he doesn't know. He got Bharat Ratna, he doesn't know. What is he is? So that means you can understand that actually only Krishna consciousness that will give you full life. A devotee may become sick and bedridden, but his consciousness will be very good. That is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. It Prabhupada, 83 years old, stopped eating and everything. So just bones and skin, nothing. And the skin is getting rubbed against his bed and the bones. And there were bed sores all over. Very painful, no? All the nerve endings are all crushed. But Prabhupada was not making any complaint. Just he was talking about the welfare of the world, how the books are going on, and what every devotee is doing. He could remember all their names, and he was expressing, you know, and he was giving them ideas. On the deathbed, when the body was completely finished, Prabhupada was just talking as though nothing happened to him. He's completely all right, and he's speaking about the welfare of others, how to push on the Krishna consciousness movement. That means if you really want to be happy in life, it is a Krishna consciousness. And so, if you want to really, really make anyone happy, that's a devotees, they cannot be discouraged by unfavorable circumstances. People may not be interested, you may not have resources, but devotee is self-motivated person. Generally, we have to motivate people. But if you become Krishna conscious, you are self-motivated because you are enjoying such pure transcendental happiness. So, with all darkness all around, with all no light, near your sight, you don't see any. But still a devotee is very hopeful because anything can be changed with Krishna's name. Big, big problems may be there. All right, start chanting Hare Krishna, you know. And then, just like the world is completely in darkness, but when the sun rises, the whole darkness is gone. If I give you a project, how many lights you need to drive away the darkness of the night? No calculation. No? But one sun, let's say Prabhupada, he has kept the slogan to his Back to Godhead magazine. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Andakar Yahan Krishna Tahanai Maya Radhikar. Krishna is like sun and Maya is ignorance, is like darkness. And wherever there is Krishna, there is no room for darkness. Wherever there is sun, there is no room for darkness. So that's why throughout the history, people who were fortunate to obtain Krishna consciousness immediately, you know, they may be very young people, they stepped out. Because people think youth is not the time for Krishna consciousness. But if you really understand, then you don't want to waste a minute. And then very, very rich people, like Raghunath Das Goswami, very influential leaders, like Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, what to speak of Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, all big, big people, including Bharat Maharaj here. So, nothing is a big sacrifice for taking to the holy name. The holy name cannot be compared to anything. So devotees are eager to chant and eager to propagate the holy name. They are not bothered about the results. Just let's go out and with full enthusiasm. People may insult you, people may neglect you, people may criticize you, people may ignore you, but devotee, like, you know, someone was hating devotees like anything, because all the time they chant. And this guy is frustrated guy from sense gratification, and devotees are very joyfully dancing, running around, and he cannot come to that state. So that he was thinking that because everybody makes a show, so this frustrated materialist, he also thought devotees are just making a show, that they are ecstatic, they are joyful and like that. So just to insult them, that fellow spit. This guy came to go to distribute books, and that guy, like that, he spit on the face of the devotee, just to humiliate him, insult him. And then what the devotee said, this is for me, what about Krishna? He gives something, all right, you spit on my face because I am so fallen, but kindly do something for Krishna. He did not mind at all. No? He just took it very casually. This is for me, because I am such a nonsense. You spit on your face, okay, but please do something for Krishna, who will save you. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki.